For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
About his persona.
That's right, baby.
Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast, and welcome to all of our new Big 12 fans and followers. I'm Bryn. This is Gary, or cool guy Gary, and James. And wow, we have a lot to talk about. A few little housekeeping things, though, before we dive right into it. Please make sure you are subscribed so that you're not missing any of our content moving forward. Follow us on all of our social media sites. Make sure you're commenting. If you feel so inclined, hit that super thanks button. We also want to thank our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Look him up at thomasortho.com. He's located in Utah County, so any of our
help him out.
Utah County fans down there, if you need someone. And we are very grateful to him. He's sponsoring the podcast for another year. We are excited to have him. And we talked about this. We teased it a little bit a few weeks ago. The Florida tailgate is happening. We are going to put together a tailgate for the Florida game. Details are going to be coming, but we want to thank some of the partners we have for that: Sugar House Distillery and Gaetano's Subs and Nothing Bundt Cakes. So if you are interested in getting involved and wanting to partner with us for that tailgate, get in touch with us, UtahFootballFansPodcast@gmail.com. Or if you want to sponsor anything with the program, let us know, because we'd love to have you.
Yeah,
We'd love
more
it.
Stuff at the tailgate. So if you want to, you got a company and you want to get involved,
yeah, those Nothing
hit us up.
Cakes. I went to their website today.
Oh, they look
it's
amazing.
I think it's just nothingbuntcakes.com. Yeah. Oh, I am excited.
And we're at a primo spot, by the way.
Yeah, so more details coming, so make sure you're following us on social media, because
and
we'll
Florida,
post.
Anyone?
Yeah.
We got Florida people. They'll tune in if you're coming our way.
Yeah, we're not going to turn you away. Hey, come by.
Come on over.
Okay, well, We were all out of town last week.
Can I butt in real quick before we go? What's with the eyeball?
Well, people can't see it because he's...
That? I don't know if you can see that.
They can see it. It's almost... Yeah, okay.
What's with the eyeball?
Someone was asking about it. A couple people.
I may or may have not gotten in a hockey fight last night.
Did you get dropped?
No, I didn't.
You're too old to be doing that.
Okay. Here's the situation. Let me just lay it out for you. So my own teammate gets cheap-shotted, right? And yeah, I'm way too old to be doing this. Yeah. And so as I'm skating by, their guy was kind of leaned over him, and I thought their guy was apologizing to him. Turns out he wasn't. He was talking trash. And there was like 4 seconds left in the game, and I said, no. So we exchanged some cross checks back and forth. My arm hurts more than my eye.
Yeah, your arm is messed up, dude.
Jeez.
He got me once. I got him once. And yeah. And everyone's like, oh, you should see the other guy. No, I am the other guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey.
Ouch.
Did you not give him anything?
I mean, I got him like the nose, but I don't think it's going to leave any. The funniest part about it was I forgot. Like, it doesn't really hurt that bad. I get up. I'm going to work. My wife's like, what happened to
you? It'll probably hurt.
Did you tell her the truth?
I omitted a couple of things. Yeah, because she doesn't like when I get punched in the face. So,
or punch other people in the face.
Hey, look, he had it coming.
Did you win or lose, by the way?
The game? We lost. 3-2. Bummer. Yeah. That's what happened.
A little fisticuffs. That's part of the game. What do you want? At least he didn't take your teeth out.
Nope. Yeah.
Silver lining.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
do we want him to tell us about his Clark Griswold moment?
Oh, maybe we save that for another day. James had the biggest Clark Griswold moment I've ever seen, and it was glorious and wonderful.
I wish I had it recorded.
I do wish I had it recorded because we could have shared it. But no, we have bigger things to talk about.
Let's move on.
Okay, we were, like I said, we were all out of town last week when everything was going down. So we haven't had a chance to talk to all of you about this monumentous news. I don't know where you want to start. Give our reactions. Utah is joining the Big 12.
What? Okay.
Did that happen?
Is that official?
I don't know. I don't. Okay, let me give you a couple of my thoughts, and then, you know, whatever you wanted.
Is to take a drink for this one.
No.
Yeah, what's in that? Is that from the distillery that's sponsoring
our... Yeah, it's from the distillery. How do I say this? First of all, I was not one of these guys that put a Pac-12 sticker on my car or truck when we joined the league. That's not to say I didn't like the going into the Pac-12 and all that stuff, but the reality is for me, it's always, I think it is for everybody, but it's been amazing to me how the conference snobs there are. Conference snobs. Again, not saying that I don't respect the Pac-12 and being the Pac-12, but it just amazes me, you know, people who've come out of the woodwork about conferences, insane stuff. But so for me, it's always been, it's Utah's first. I worry about Utah football and how good they are, how successful they are. In fact, Utah first, but there's teams across the country that I like that are in all of the different conferences. That I enjoy watching and that kind of thing. So I'm not, I wish, at least in the past, the Pac-12 did well, but it wasn't like, you know, the most important thing for me. It was always Utah football, always, whatever conference we've been in. So when we went to the Pac-12, man, it was exciting because I want Utah to improve and play better teams and work its way up the ladder of success nationally, which Utah program has done. Had some success, you know, when we were in the Mountain West and all of that stuff. But when we came to the Pac-12, man, yeah, it was USC, Washington, Oregon, at that time Stanford. It was one of the big, successful conferences in the whole country. So yeah, it was exciting to get in there and have a chance to play all of these teams, match up and see where you were and see if we could improve, which they did. So I'm appreciative of all of that. But first and foremost, most important for me is Utah football. And so it saddens me what happened because it's a storied league. I mean, I can't believe it happened. And maybe we'll talk a bit, you know, whatever we think about that. I'm sad that it's gone and done, but you know what? I'm excited about going into the Big 12. Let's just start there.
Yeah. I was thinking about this. Utah has been in the Pac-12 for only 12 years, which in the time frame of the Pac-12 is so short. But I loved our time in the Pac-12 for all the reasons you said. I am so disappointed with the way this all happened. I'm extremely kind of shocked and just so frustrated with the incompetence of the Pac-12 leadership over the last few years that led to all of this. And I don't want to go down the rabbit hole. I think there's so many articles and information out there that you can find about that explains kind of everything that led to this. But there was a lot of things that led to it and a lot of things that could have been prevented if the leadership had pulled their heads out. And for me, it's just so frustrating to see that storied conference now just implode.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And it's a very different feel of us joining the Big 12. I'm not saying it's worse, so Big 12 fans, don't think that, don't interpret it that way. I'm excited, but it's a very different feeling right now. I think just because of the uncertainty, when we joined the Pac-12, it was kind of a shock. We didn't really know it was coming. The way this all played out, it was that uncertainty for so many weeks of not knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm very disappointed that the Pac-12 is no more. I think that's, it's a horrible, awful thing for college football and for college athletics in general. Yeah. I think it's awful.
I loved, I mean, obviously going from the Mountain West to the Pac-12 was a huge, huge step up, right? You're part of the you know, big boys at that point, right?
Right.
This is different. It's more that lateral move. Number one, all the uncertainty that was going on. People were moving conferences, and then all of a sudden they weren't moving conferences, and you don't know what's going on. Number one, I'm grateful that our leadership was able to get something done. I feel horrible for programs like Oregon State and Washington State. I mean, especially Oregon State. I mean, they're on the rise. They just expanded their stadium. Like, they're doing all these things, and then they're just left out. Like, I was really worried about that because you just never know. So I'm glad that our AD and President Randall, they got it done. It does suck, though. The Pac-12, it's a storied conference, you know. It really, though, I will say this. If you look at the Pac-12 at the same time as the Big 12, okay, they were kind of doing the same thing. Both had their big marquee teams leave their conference, okay? USC and UCLA leave. Texas and Oklahoma are going to leave, right? And just look at the contrast of what these two leagues did. The Big 12 was aggressive. They went out and pulled people. They kept their league together. They built it up. And the Pac-12 went the complete other direction. I'm with you. It's really very upsetting. The leadership, just come on. It's really bad. We thought we were going to have this great media deal that maybe keeps it together. Turned out to be terrible media deal.
I don't believe what anyone says anymore, man.
It's unbelievable. You know, I mean, all the way you go back to putting the headquarters in San Francisco. You put the headquarters in an area that nobody cares about college football. And then you play the championship game in San Francisco, where the stadium is 50% full. No one cared about football there. The best thing they ever did was move the championship game to Vegas. That is probably, honestly, one of the things I'm going to miss the most.
Yeah.
Not being able to just drive down the street to go to the championship game. Now it's going to be at Jerry World, which will be really cool. But those sorts of things, the regional battles that you had, and you know, it does. It really, really sucks. I'm just glad that Utah landed on their feet. I'm really excited about some of these new teams we get to play. Mm-hmm. Number one. Number two, man, I will just tell you, the fandom of the Big 12, at least on like social media presence, it is just next level. I mean, it is just, these teams, it is football country down there. And it's a lot of fun, and I'm excited to, you know, take that next step and play some of these teams that we've never, ever played against.
Yeah, let me go back to something you said, though. This is about the whole country. I'm sad that the regional stuff is going away. Mm-hmm. I think there was something cool about that, these regional teams, and then it kind of worked its way down to championships or whatever. That old traditional feel, that's gone, and it's going to continue.
Oh, yeah.
I think that I don't think that's good, but...
Well,
so
and can I just add to that? I do not, I guess I can't say I blame USC, but I kind of do, because the USC-UCLA move to the Big Ten is what threw all of that into, because Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, it's still sort of, it's
right
geographically
there.
Right there. When USC and UCLA move to the Big Ten, that's where it all just went to hell. And threw all of that regionality just out the window. And yeah, okay, now that we've seen some of the things come out about how the Pac-12 had been handling things over the last few years, you mentioned the headquarters, the Pac-12 Network. I mean, let's be honest. I enjoy the people that worked for Pac-12 Network. The network was awful. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. The fact that you could never get on DirecTV for years.
Was it never? Yeah, DirecTV never had it.
I mean, come on. And you're spending money in the most expensive city in the country. And it just, the visibility of the Pac-12 just kept tanking and tanking and tanking. I just, it's so frustrating that they could not come together. And so then USC, UCLA leaving, suddenly it's like, well, now there isn't that regionality. There's no more coastline. There's no more anything. And it just threw everything into this chaos. And it still then frustrates me that it feels like the Pac-12 was just sitting around, sitting on their hands, not doing anything. Whereas the Big 12 and your Mark, and I have to give him a ton of credit. And I will be honest, a few weeks ago, I listened to an interview with him and I was kind of like, okay, this guy's fine, but he's new. He's whatever. Now I am thoroughly impressed because he went out there and he made it happen. Whereas Pac-12 just sat back and was like, oh, it'll come to us.
Oregon's not leaving. We're fine.
It's whatever. Why weren't you out there making moves, adding teams, making deals, doing all this stuff? They just sat there.
Well, and the thing is you're right. With the regional thing being gone, it really sucks. I mean, right now, the ACC, if you're not paying attention, they're on the verge of collapse too.
Yeah.
Because Florida State and Clemson are one step away from going to the SEC. SEC's looking at it. So the ACC is now on one step from collapsing because if those two programs are gone, they're gone. So now there's conversations of adding Stanford and Cal
to
the athletic conference. The Atlantic. I mean, come on. Yeah. Like it's
different coastlines.
And I get it. Football drives everything. It's the revenue maker. I get it. That's where the money is. I just hate that college football it's completely dead now versus what it was 8 years ago. It's a whole different landscape and I don't like it.
Yeah. And I'm as far as, you know, the Pac-12 goes, hey, I'm going to miss playing Oregon. Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss playing USC and beating on them like we have recently.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss Washington.
I am too. UCLA. Honestly.
I mean, rivalries, I don't know, but you build up these animosities and rivalries and just stuff over the years. And I like these teams and the markets and so forth. So, yeah, to me, that is sad. I'm going to miss I'm going to miss a lot of that. So,
and to all the Olympic sports, that was also one of the first things I thought of. I know college football is everything. I get it. But there's so many trickle down. Gary.
They're screwed.
There's so many trickle-down effects from it.
No, you can't honestly feel that way. Look, football is the moneymaker. They're the driver. They pay for almost every other sport. That's okay. But the women's soccer team, our women's basketball team, they're going to have to travel now to Orlando.
Let's stick to football. Utah. Okay, but Gary, it's part of it.
Part of it all.
This conference realignment stuff is insane.
I get that. Okay, I'll just say this.
One last thing.
One last thing. ANSU is coming with us, and I can't wait. I'm so freaking happy.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to play ANSU. Oh, yeah.
Big 12, just so you know, they're ANSU.
ANSU. It's ANSU. Just get on board
with
that.
That's ASU, by the way.
Yeah, they know. They're smart people.
ANSU. Okay, let me say this about the Big 12, and you mentioned it. Okay, are we done with the Pac-12?
Yeah, let's move on.
Sorry.
It's gone.
It's done.
Get your bumper stickers off.
Oh, God.
Y'all, you idiots that put the Pac-12. I'm not putting a Big 12 sticker on either. To me, it's Utah football.
I already put it on your truck. Uh-huh. It's this big.
Right in the window.
It's right in the window. You can't see out the back.
Hey, I'm with you. I am excited to go to the Big 12. Because it's the new chapter. But the Big 12 is full of fantastic teams. I mean, I'm excited to play the teams. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of respect for the Big 12 and the kind of football they play. So, yeah, I'm excited to be there. And I'm with you is that I believe their fan bases in totality
way more is passionate.
More passionate than way the Pac-12. More. Now, I'm not saying there are fan bases in the Pac-12 that are very passionate, but there are some that are pretty nothing.
Lackluster.
Okay, nothing. But I think they fill their stadiums, and I know there's a lot of passion, and so I'm excited to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have much respect for the Big 12, and I think it's going to be a... And here's the other side. I'll say this. Honestly, I've read what some Utah fans have said and memes they've created and all this kind of stuff.
There's been some good ones.
There's some good ones, but what I'm saying is There are a few who think, yeah, we're going to go over into the Big 12 and roll along. You're out of your mind, man. There's some it's a tough league with some tough teams that if anyone who thinks Utah's just going to roll on in there and just dominate it are out of their minds.
I don't think we're just going to roll on in and dominate it, but I think Utah walks into the Big 12 next year as one of the top three teams.
Okay, I mean,
would you agree? Would you disagree?
I agree with that, just because of the history.
And that's no disrespect to the teams in the Big 12. I think that there's going to be some very, very good teams. I just think Utah is on that upward trajectory.
Sure.
There's no drop off. And so they're going to be a top three contender out the gate. I think that's kind of the confidence that Utah fans have.
There's people that are guaranteeing a championship.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
No.
I'm just saying it.
Yeah, you don't ever guarantee a championship.
Freaking good teams, man. I'm just saying, hey.
You don't ever guarantee that you're going to make the college football playoffs.
Which I love, but I guess the other side of it is I'm glad. I'm excited for that.
Caleb Williams.
I'm excited for the competition.
Had to get my dig in there.
You know what I'm really, really excited about? We're back in a conference with TCU.
Yeah,
I'm really excited about that. Honestly, when we were in the Mountain West together, some games, and that rivalry started to build and build. We both split at the same time, and now we're back at TCU. A ton of respect for what they've built.
So TCU 2008 was that the last game?
One of the best games.
No, second to last.
Don't talk about the other one.
Okay, we played TCU, had to win to keep a undefeated season going. Last play of the game.
One of the best.
We won. We were undefeated. Went to the Sugar Bowl against Alabama, who up until their championship game, they lost. They were number one in the country. They lost, so they didn't go to the championship game, so they ended up playing Utah. And we took them out.
The rest is history.
And we did get first place votes. At that time, there was no playoff system. So, so TCU, we do have quite a history. But on the other hand, you got to remember I think it was game day came to Rice-Eccles, and it was Utah, TCU. We were both in the top 10.
We were like number six.
And they kicked our butts,
That
dude.
Was one of those. I think that is.
That was the horrible.
Worst game in many, many Utah fans.
And fun fact, Utah fans, that game is the reason that Kyle Whittingham will not do a blackout during the day.
That's why.
Is that game.
Is that right?
The camo black uniforms.
He won't do one during the day.
That's why because they launched like the promotional stuff this week, right? By the way, it's Wear Red versus Florida. We shouldn't have to say that.
I know, but.
Wear Red. Anyway, and there's no blackout on that. That's why, because he will not play a blackout game during the day.
TCU. One of the things I'm most excited about, you kind of touched on this, I want to go to these college towns. I love going to a college town. We don't have that feel here in Salt Lake. And I love when I get to go to these college towns and do a football game. And the Big 12, I'm excited to see your stadiums. I'm excited to see your traditions. I'm excited to bring out my inner cowgirl.
You know what I'm excited about?
I think I need to get a hat and some boots.
Does she?
I have a year.
Cowboy hat?
Yeah, do I need to get one? Because I just feel like...
Tell us.
I feel like the country's going to come out. I'm going to start saying y'all.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited for the food, the barbecue.
Oh, my.
I got to take back. I crapped on Houston, by the way, a couple weeks ago because I was in Houston. Now we're in the same conference. Oh, I take it all back. I'm excited, too.
It was just humid. That's what you were saying. Gosh,
Texas, it's a lot. That's going to be interesting.
I mean, some of these places, I never thought I'd have a reason to go to any of these stadiums.
Great.
I'm excited. So I'll just say, Big 12 fans, if you're Iowa State fan or Texas Tech fan, let us know, like, what is it about your fan base that we should know about, right? Like, and don't just say, we're passionate. Everyone's passionate. Give us something. I want to know about your school.
What's going to be interesting, and Harlan talked about this in the press conference that he and President Randall did on Monday. Is suddenly the scheduling fiasco that's going on.
My gosh.
Because we had some non-conference games scheduled for the next few years that now include some teams that are in our conference, and not just us. I mean, a lot of the teams that are in Big 12 had these non-conference games that suddenly are in conference games. So they're going to be working really hard to figure all that out. Who knows? I mean,
That's why they make millions of dollars.
I know. It's like it's, they can figure it out. That's not
I'm our sure there's a computer algorithm that can put it together in like 8 seconds. Ask ChatGPT okay. to do it.
Just do it.
Oh, there's our new schedule.
I'm going to be excited, though, to see our schedule.
So last week, I'm just glad. Yeah, I mean, was I worried? Not really, but until you know how it all ends up, you don't know. Worried. I even reached out to a guy.
A source?
I reached out to a source that was very close to people who would know.
Yes.
Oh, I know your source.
Yes.
Okay.
Gordon Monson.
Oh, Godfrey.
Look what you did, James.
Lost my train of thought bringing up that goofball. Okay.
A source, your source. You reached
my
out.
Source was very close to someone who would know. And I knew I wasn't going to get any information, but I was hoping that I would get
like a thumbs
some
up.
Hint, say,
everything's going to be
okay. Emphatically, don't worry, we're going to be real good. Something like that. No, it was such a generic answer, I thought, oh, man.
So you were a little worried.
I'm just going... Yeah, you're worried because you just never know in this day and age, but not really because of Utah's recent success and trajectory. I didn't see it happening, but until it did happen, and it did, I'm excited. The other thing I will say, this realignment stuff, you've already touched on it, though. It's not over.
No.
ACC is, which is sad to me, but the ACC is the next domino that could fracture or move or whatever.
There's
stuff going on.
They're splintering and they're doing everything they can to stay together. But if they lose those two programs to the SEC,
what can they do, man? They owe too much freaking money.
Those schools.
Well, in any conference,
$300 million or something.
They're trying to raise equity.
I know,
that's insane. It's insane.
And it'll happen. It'll happen.
But any conference that says they're done looking at expansion, it's bullcrap.
For now,
I don't believe what anybody says. No, the Big Ten kept saying that. We're not expanding more. We're not expanding more. And then suddenly Oregon, Washington, boom.
Yeah.
Everybody's a liar.
Well, right now the Big 12 is like, no, we're good, we're good. Okay. And then all of a sudden they add two more teams.
No, I knew that was garbage.
It's a lie.
But you know, whatever.
I will say the one thing I wanted to go to the Big Ten. That's where I wanted to go. Really, really badly.
Why? I mean,
We're not. I'm fine with where we ended up, but if you had given me my choice.
Can I also just the last thing I'm going to say. Anybody who thinks that one school has power over who got invited or left out of a conference, you're an idiot.
You know what she's talking about.
USC didn't want Oregon to join the Big Ten, and look what happened.
By the way, that's one of my favorite stories of all of college football. That it was like an unspoken, well, it was an unwritten.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there's multiple reports that they were like, listen, USC.
You wouldn't put it past USC.
We're not going to, you are going to be the West Coast brand. We're not bringing anybody else on. We promise. Come on over. Here's your payday. By the way, you're not even part of our conference yet. And we brought Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, because they're going to come and kick their butt every freaking year.
I will say this. Now that we're no longer in the conference with Oregon, I can start really cheering for them.
Huge Oregon fans. And huge Washington fans. And anyone that plays USC.
Oh. Well, yeah. Except for Gary said that he's going to cheer for him against SEC schools.
You know what? That's changed.
Has that changed?
Has that changed?
Brendan even got on me
on
that.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Brendan, I'm reconsidering.
USC is enemy number one forever and ever and ever. All of this is their fault.
It's your fault. It's UCLA. UCLA was just along for the ride. I'm sorry, UCLA. You were.
They know what they are.
They know.
UCLA.
This
was
is all
like,
USC's fault.
We're going to the Big Ten. Let's go.
And supposedly USC is the one that didn't want the Pac-12 to expand, and then they left a year later.
You know.
So it is all your fault.
USC. I'll cheer for Bama over USC now at this point.
Wow.
Sick.
I will. If there is a championship game or something, it's
oh, gosh.
I will put on my
man, that's
crimson.
Down in the bottom of the toilet now, man.
It'll make me vomit, but I'll do it. Wow. I hate him. I'm so pissed off at him.
Speaking of Bama, Feinbaum. You were going to tell us something about Feinbaum. Yeah, tell us a pencil neck
Our
Feinbaum.
Our favorite SEC.
You know what, though? I agree
Homer.
With him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow,
so
something new.
Newsflash.
He was on the Dan Patrick Show. And Dan had him on to talk about all the realignment stuff. And he was talking, obviously, Pac-12. And he essentially said that Larry Scott will go down as the worst commissioner in the history of college athletics.
Arrogance.
I cannot disagree. Because it is. It's just the mismanagement. His salary was over $4 million a year. The mismanagement. You're right. You mentioned the Pac-12 network. Oh, God. The possibility. Like, we were, the schools were sold on, like,
well, he sold them on it.
Network. And then just nothing. Like, he was so bad.
Excuse me. I seem to recall I gave Larry Scott the Jackass of the Year award.
And rightfully so.
So he's the Jackass of the Universe.
However,
we must give him his due. He brought us in to the Pac-10.
We earned that. That wasn't him.
All I'm saying is he put us on the road that got us into the Pac, which then we've developed, and now we're into the Big 12, and we are where we are. I'll give him that far. But he was an idiot. So the guy behind us...
From that time on, it was all just downhill.
So from the guy that sits behind us at the games, whom we've lovingly named the Spitter, and if you were to sit in front of him, you'd know exactly what we're talking about.
It's a rain game.
I mean, I got to wear a raincoat even when it's blue sky because of the Spitter.
Enthusiastic.
However, every time a ref... I don't know how this started, but every time a Pac-12 ref made a bad call, which seemed to be often. True?
Yeah.
True? He would always yell, "Larry Scott! Larry Scott!" And I never figured out why.
He doesn't know why.
He doesn't even know why because he's blasted.
He stopped yelling that, though, last year. I think he can start again.
He can start again.
He
can,
he should just
go
keep
for it,
yelling
man.
It.
Spitter.
You can always yell it.
That's one positive. No more Pac-12 officials.
Hey, Big 12.
Absolutely,
don't
man.
Hire any of those guys.
Oh, no. Yeah. We know you're listening.
Hit him on the helmet. Targeting. No freaking kidding.
They like block each other and they're like targeting.
Jeez. We done?
All right.
We're done. The hard part about this
more to say.
Is my gosh. Oh,
plenty to say.
We have a season to play and I hate that this has all overshadowed it because we are 22 right. days
exactly.
away.
Let's get down to business now.
We're recording on Wednesday night and Big 12, just so you know, the number 22 is very significant to Utah fans. Look it up. Why? 22 days away. We got to play Florida. And the whole thing starts, and we got to play all these Pac-12 teams, and it's going to be such a crazy season.
That's that last point on this. That's the really, really sad part about all of this, is the Pac-12 is lined up to have a phenomenal season this year. Mm-hmm. There are legitimately five schools that I think could win it, and a couple, two or three, that would have a legitimate shot at a playoff berth. And all of this is going to be buried because of all the realignment stuff. I mean, the schools, the quarterbacks, the parity within the conference is going to be lost because of all this.
This
crap.
League
let's
is
leave it. We'll
imploding.
Talk about it.
Are you freaking kidding
this,
me?
Yeah. It's pathetic.
It is pathetic. That part of what just blows my mind. When I think
we'll
about
leave it and we'll
so
talk
excited.
About all of that in the off season is what I'm saying. I'm
talking about.
No.
I'm talking about it now.
We got to focus on the season
okay, the
now.
Season's here.
All the realignment stuff now needs to wait until off season.
This is what Witt, though, I watched his presser yesterday or at practice.
Yeah.
And they were asking him about the realignment stuff. He goes,
he doesn't care.
He goes, he basically said, what are you talking about? We got this season to play. All we're worried about is this upcoming season and Florida.
They kept asking him about it and he kept being like, I don't care. Well, how'd you find out about it? My boss has called me and said this is happening, and he's like, "Okay, I don't care." Like
different dudes,
they're so
kept
annoying.
Probing the guy,
they're so annoying.
Guys, he's not going to give you any. he's not going
to
give you
Witt
any
gets
other
it back
answers.
To him.
I know, I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he did. I did.
But it is. It's like, what do you think of going to the Big 12? And he's going, "We're playing Florida in 22 days. We still have a lot of questions to answer." That's kind of where I'm focused.
Yeah. So that's where our focus is now.
That's where
be.
Our focus is. But that's the thing is. After all of this distraction, though important as it is, it's exactly what you said, and I go back to Phil Still's analysis of the leagues this year, and the Pac-12, as it is now, is the third best power conference for this season.
For this season, right now.
For this season, right now, and it's because of the things you said. There are five teams, and I think there's some dark horses in there that even were...
Oh, agreed.
The league is it's going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out because there's some really good teams and quarterback situation's fantastic.
Yeah.
So this is what's ahead of us, and we got Florida. SEC coming to town, but Florida's coming to town. That's fantastic, man. I'm excited about it. Yeah, anyway.
Can we talk about the elevation? Is that something we can talk about?
Altitude.
The dry heat.
All I heard
dry
is
heat.
Humidity. And I will give it to you. The humidity sucks. But altitude, baby.
The altitude's going to get you. There's our trash talk, Brendan.
Brendan.
Hey, Brendan. We're going to. So, yeah.
Brendan, you better come to this game.
He said he's coming.
I know, but you better. You better.
Come to the tailgate, man.
Come see the altitude.
Come. What?
Come see it.
Come see the altitude.
You can see it. You know what I mean. Come experience the altitude.
There's mountains here. If you've never seen mountains.
It's great, man. The next couple of episodes, we'll get deeper into the Florida game and talk about it. But I'll say this about that game too. Yeah, I think we should win this game. However, a lot of it's going to ride on where Cam is. We all know that. We need him because now there's talk of Barnes maybe the guy,
will revolt.
No, that's not even.
Let's not go there.
There yet.
Yet. I'm just saying.
Swear.
Presuming Cam is in, I think we should win. Sorry, Florida, but hey. And that's not because I'm just a homer. I think we should win. The reason we lost, and I'll probably say this again. I mean, if you remember last year's game in the swamp.
I don't want to remember.
We got kicked by Richardson. Yeah. And is what, 240 yards on the ground or something like that?
Yeah.
That's who killed us.
Huh?
He's not there. So the guy, the quarterback there is not going to run for those yards. Now, I'm not saying they're not a talented team. They have, I think they only have 11 starters coming back, something like that. So they got a relatively inexperienced team, but doesn't mean they don't have talent.
They got dudes.
I get it. These are SEC talented guys. They could come in and beat us if we don't play well. But what really hurt us bad was Richardson.
Oh, he killed us.
He killed us, and it was with his legs primarily.
Also,
absolutely it was.
Thomas was in, about number one. Go back and watch. Thomas was in. And then, yeah, his legs absolutely killed us. And, I mean, look, it's Florida. They got dudes. They've got talent. It was in the swamp. It was the first game of the year. We're going to get a lot deeper into this. I'm with you. I think that Utah has all the pieces and the recipe to win this game. But this is, I mean, it's gonna be fun, man. It's the first game of the year. Thursday night.
If it's like tonight,
all eyes are going to be on
so beautiful right here.
I know, oh, dude. Is.
I can't. I am so mentally ready for fall weather.
Oh, yeah.
A hoodie, jeans, and a Utah football game. Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's
I'm
not
so going to
be that. For
no,
Florida,
I'm just saying in general. But
yes,
as long as it doesn't have a downpour rainstorm like we did 2 years ago, where everyone's scattering out of bicycles and people are running for their lives and.
Panicking.
Bryn's disappearing into the crowd.
Yeah, I got out of there.
She was.
Why? What are the odds? I keep saying, what are the odds? Getting hit by
lightning. We were
lightning.
On metal. Hey,
we're not
going to
get
I'll tell
hit.
You the odds.
It is. It's over.
I was in the field, so I don't know what you're talking about.
My house just got struck by lightning. I swear, when we were out of town, it shorted out my TV.
Oh, I thought you
what
were
are,
serious.
What are the odds of that? I think it did.
Jeez, no, it did not.
I think it hit the power line outside my house. It shorted out my TV.
Did it short out anything else?
No.
Okay.
Did you?
I don't think that's how it works.
Bringing her back, drive it back on the lane. Did you see Joel Klatt's top 25?
Of course, I saw.
Okay, let me say this: the coaches' poll came out. I don't give a crap personally about the coaches' poll because anyone who thinks the coach is number one worry about that stuff and actually vote on any of that stuff, you're out of your mind. So the coaches' poll, I don't even. I respect Joel Klatt.
Oh, he's the best in the biz, baby.
He's great. He's definitely one of the best. And so he gave his top 25. I watched his presentation. You ought to watch it. It's cool. He says some really neat things about Utah. He loves Utah. He loves Witt. He loves the program. Mm-hmm. But his top 25, Georgia at one. I don't think anyone can argue it.
Well, he goes off for about 3 or 4 minutes on anybody who voted
against
Georgia. They're just trying to be different. Georgia's the team.
Georgia. But he has two. He has Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Then at three, he has Ohio State. Which, okay, Alabama at 4.
I bet that's not.
Penn State. He's got Penn State at 5.
Yeah.
So look at that. The Big Ten. 3 in the top 5, according to Klatt. But, hey, this doesn't surprise me. I think Penn State, dude, they're going to be good.
The only thing on Penn State is I'm hearing good things about the quarterback. And Ohio State the same.
Yeah, but Ohio State
the same. You replace a quarterback. And Georgia the same. You never know. Yeah.
And Alabama's the same.
Alabama the same.
That's true, all of them, except Michigan.
But, yeah, except Michigan. And that's always, I mean, that can set you apart or that can bring you back.
And then at 6, Washington. Klett has.
So he's got Washington as the top team in the Pac-12. That. You did?
Yeah. Miss it?
I missed that.
He has Washington over everybody else. He thinks they're the dark horse.
He lays it out, and he goes Washington at 6.
Huskies.
LSU at 7. At 8, USC. Washington 6, USC.
Wow.
At 8.
That is a bold statement, Mr. Klatt.
Well, that just goes, however that goes. Dude, Washington's good.
Hey,
dude.
I can see Washington going 10-2, 11-1. I really, truly can.
Yeah, absolutely.
With that offense and Penix, I can see it.
Clemson 9. Florida State is at 10.
Okay.
With Klatt. And coming in at number 11, Utah.
Utah.
I love Utah. I love Kyle Whittingham. I love what they represent, is what he said. He does. He loves the program, how Utah plays. He said that, and speaking of Utah, he says, I'm in. Death, taxes, and Utah football, is what he said.
That's such a
meaning
cool.
Consistency.
Consistency, yeah.
I got a T-shirt with that on it. That's an awesome quote.
It is. We should, hey.
Joel, can we do that?
TM.
Trademark.
We got it. Trademark. Death, taxes, and Utah football. Don't some rip it off. I'm suing you. I am suing the
this
out
is
of
proof
you.
Right
Even
here.
Though I didn't say it, and it came from Joel Klatt. He wrote it down.
I just wrote it down. I've got it on record. The timestamp.
Timestamp.
Yeah, I lost my freaking concentration.
Good. That's the point.
He's consistency. He's just talking about how Utah's consistent every year. It's like clockwork.
I was watching the Coach JB show today.
And Coach JB, come on the program.
A couple of those guys that are on there, Steve Kim's one of them. You know, you don't know who he is, but he was talking about the Pac-12 and the demise and certain teams and stuff like that. They live on the West Coast, so they're sad
guys.
About it. They're sad about the regional problem. But the Steve Kim is his name. Dude, he praised Utah and Kyle Whittingham and the kind of program that they run here. And they're talking about also NIL and transfer portal and just the whole scene of college football.
Mess of it all.
He loves what Utah has going. So anyway, Utah at 11 with Klatt. You got Tennessee at 12.
Tennessee, they're replacing the quarterback with this other dude. I was watching some of his highlights. Milton, I think his last name is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Milton. I've never seen an arm as strong as this guy. Go to YouTube and watch his. Now, he was playing backup minutes, whatever. He was throwing the ball like 65 yards, just going.
No effort.
Oh, my. It was I've never seen anything like it. I think Tennessee, I'm rooting for them.
Oregon at 13.
Makes sense.
I don't know, man. I think Oregon's better than that, personally.
It does
but
seem
hey.
Low.
Texas at 14. Oregon State, 15.
Love
and
that.
And then there's at number 25, he has UCLA.
UCLA is interesting to me.
So I'm not going to go through the rest of the teams, but that's what he has and what the Pac-12 this year. So again, it just reiterates we've and we have to. So Washington, we have to go to Washington. USC, we have to go to USC. Oregon State, we have to go to Oregon State.
The only one we get at home is
our
Oregon.
Schedule.
Oh, it's brutal.
Oregon and UCLA, we get at home.
So there's Klatt. I respect. Then I pulled up. I saw this. It came across Twitter. Brett McMurphy.
God, Brett, I liked
dude,
you.
Dude, he was an ESPN guy,
are you
a
smoking,
CBS
dude?
Sports guy.
This list
He gave his top 25. And I'll just fly through some of these. Lay it out whatever you think. Number one, Georgia. Okay,
idiot. Yeah.
Tough call. Michigan, number two. So those are the same.
Fine. Same, yeah.
Florida State at 3. No way, man.
What? No. Florida State's a top 8 team, but come on.
Ohio State 4, okay. Fine. Alabama 5, okay. LSU at 6.
Okay.
Washington at 7. So he has Washington.
High too, man. Both those guys.
Penn State at 8.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Oregon Ducks at 9.
Wow.
I'm fine with
10
that.
At Clemson. Okay. So now here we. This is where we're at.
So far, okay. I can get on board. It's a little. Okay. I can get on board with that.
Yeah, but
Oregon's a little high
to not
for
have
me.
USC in your okay. top 10.
Did you see where he has USC
at 11? Texas Tech. Big 12.
That's the first Big 12.
Notre Dame, 12. Oregon State, 13.
That's insane.
USC, 14.
He's got USC behind
okay,
Oregon
so
State.
Behind three teams.
You lost.
Three Pac-12 teams.
All credibility.
No way, man. I'll never. I'm not going to listen to this doofus again because I think he's just trying to be provocative because this
obviously
is so freaking stupid.
No, you can't. Look.
USC?
I have my feelings about USC. You can't put him that low.
No.
You can't. There's just no.
USC's the fifth, sixth best team in the country.
And he put Utah at 22.
See that? No,
he's just trying to be controversial.
That's dumb. I mean, Utah.
If you want to put.
Our QBs back. Our running backs are better. Our lines are good.
Our defense is better.
DNO lines. Our linebacker is supposed to be fantastic.
Our linebackers are better. Our secondary is supposed to be better.
Our whole team's supposed to be better. We won the Pac-12 last year. We went to the Rose Bowl.
Back-to-back years.
And this doofus puts it at 22nd? I mean, I'm not saying we got to be like in the top five, but come on, man. This is a sham. Loser. Don't you think?
Oh, I agree completely.
Yeah, no, that's a crap list. You're just trying to be dumb.
Well, he succeeded.
Yeah, no.
All right. This is from 24/7 Sports.
Okay.
And they get their top 10 quarterbacks in college football. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the season's up almost upon us. We heard a lot of stuff. We've heard a lot of analysis. And so here's 24/7 Sports, number one quarterback in the country.
Caleb.
Drake May.
No.
No way, man. Sorry. Caleb Williams, too. Hey, yeah, we go after Williams all the time, but there is no way I'm going to be putting Drake May.
I've heard other people say that.
They're out of their no. Are you serious?
I have
serious?
Heard, yeah, I have. I've heard other people say that.
If you line them up and you go, you're on the playground, we're going to play some pickup football. You got Drake May and Caleb Williams, and you go, yeah, I'll go with Drake May. No way.
No way.
No way.
It's the same people that are voting for Alabama at number one over Georgia. They just want to be different. They don't want to be. It's like, don't overthink yourself. Drake May is fine. He's a really good quarterback. He's probably the second best quarterback in the country. Second or third best quarterback. Caleb Williams is the best quarterback until proven otherwise. Sorry. End of statement.
3, Sam Hartman, Notre Dame.
I think that is absolutely insane.
That is stupid. 24/7. Quinn Ewers at 4.
Okay.
Nope. Penix at 5. No way, man.
Well, Penix needs to be higher than that.
Penix should be 3 or 4.
Yeah. Bo Nix at 6. I think that's fair, honestly.
I think that's fair. It's just the people in front of him are so wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then if
they're
going
to put those guys.
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, 7. J.J. McCarthy, 8. Will Howard.
Too high for McCarthy.
Will Howard at 9 and Cam Rising at 10.
Do you think that's a good Cam
spot
at 10?
For Cam?
Is that legit? Is that good?
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
He's
going to be higher than
he's
that?
He's in the top 10 on many lists.
No, I don't think he's higher than that.
You don't think he's even top 10?
No, I think that 10 through 12 is a great spot for Cam.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I think some of these other names are a little strange on this list, but I still think Cam is around that 10
spot.
But
can I just highlight something real quick? Just real quick for Utah fans. The pain that we've been through on quarterbacks since Alex Smith and Brian Johnson. University of Utah has a top 10 college quarterback on their roster. Now, obviously, health, I get it. Okay, everybody on the list falls in the same category of health. That's fine. Top 10 quarterback in all of college football.
Be excited about it.
Holy crap.
Cool.
So like 197 programs, whatever the freaking number it is.
Yeah.
Top 10 dude. Come on.
Yeah. That's exciting.
And rightfully so. He's earned that.
He's going to the NFL. I'm not saying he's going to be a starter. He's going to make a squad.
He'll make a squad.
He's a character guy that can play, and I don't know. I think he's going to be there. So, all right, let's do a few comments on comments. It will piggyback some of the stuff we've already talked about, and so it'll continue on our discussion. But and I printed off, and the guy's name didn't show up, so I can't.
He'll know who
he is.
Him
credit?
I can't give him credit, unfortunately, but he said Bryn.
Did he spell her name correct?
Bryn, B-R-E-N-N. It's Y in there.
It's not close.
It's B-R-E-R-Y-N-R.
Brynar Stomp. Rock and Rollers may pick that up. Someone can tell me where that came from.
I don't know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. There'll be somebody in the world out there.
Brendan will know. Brendan will know.
But he said, Bryn, you don't need the other two guys.
You are so right.
You
are so right.
That is sexist.
Get out of here, you two. I don't need you.
That's fine.
We're out.
Goodbye.
All right, it's all yours.
Oh, you don't even have his name?
I'm sorry.
I got to look up his name because I got to shout him out because he's from, absolutely right.
What's this? How do you say
it? Here, you want
Luke Mord? I don't know.
Lucy Mord?
Lucy. Maybe.
And it was after this was a few days ago, but he said, still crying about a 20-year-old who put things on his fingernails. Remember we criticized?
I mean, I can criticize anybody who's an idiot. So, yeah.
I'm not crying about anything.
Yeah, we're not crying about it. We're just saying reality and fact.
That was stupid,
Caleb,
of him to do that. By the way, it was David. Thank you, David. You are correct. I don't need these two.
Keep it together, David.
David, you're such a kiss-up. That's disgusting. We get it.
I'm not crying about anyone putting anything on their fingernails. I'm making fun of him because we beat him after he told us to F off.
Yeah, David.
No, no.
Okay, so.
Different guy.
So, De La Z, and this was a reply to one of your shorts.
You know, is that where it came from?
This next one is when you were talking about the Pac-12 was dissolving.
Okay.
He goes, is she crying? Any comment on that?
Were you crying?
I don't think I was crying. I was probably very distraught, though. I don't know which short it was, which video.
It's the one.
Her house was struck by lightning, so maybe that was it.
That could be. My house flooded, struck by lightning. So maybe I was crying. I don't know.
In the words of Ben Whitchurch, just buy a new one, peasant.
Why don't you buy me one,
Fernando?
Because he's got bigger problems.
Bermudez.
Fernando Bermudez.
I just said that.
That's exactly what he said.
Understand why you guys are disappointed, but being a Big 12 T alumni and fan, hopefully you will see more and appreciate the passion we have for sports. Hey,
oh,
man.
Absolutely.
I think we get it. Yeah, I'm sure we will learn a lot more.
Utah has a lot of alumni in Texas, so
yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay. Here's two. I'm going to read them back to back because there's a million of these. Okay. This is Zeke, your Bazo, and Glenn Lumen. I hope I destroyed your names because you deserve it. Because here's what they said. Utah, us, I think you meant is. You got to learn how to type, so I'll correct it for you. Utah is going back to the Mountain West. And the other loser said, soon you will have all the Mountain West you can handle.
Yes.
This is what amazes me is all the bots and all the trolls and all the losers. It's amazing the things people say. They're just so freaking stupid. They're not rational. They don't want to have a conversation. It's these 35-year-old dudes. Their wives are putting their kids in bed. They're down in their basement in the dark.
Hey, we'll see you in the Big 12.
And they're just, oh, look at this. I'm going to try to be funny. I'm going to try to attack. I mean, it's like, how old are these guys? It's pathetic. And there was a bunch of these. And nobody in their right brain thought Utah is going to the mountain.
I genuinely think there were some people that thought Utah was going back to the Mountain West.
Okay, well, then
now they have the
quit following sport because you're a dunce.
Yeah, they have the IQ of a walnut.
Y'all, Gary, get an opinion. My gosh,
I got nothing to say.
Call.
How many Red Bulls have you had today?
I know. Dude, he's I like so jacked up.
Mountain West. Dude. Don't take another sip I'm of like, it. Is that really Red Bull?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No. No wonder you can't read anybody's names. Oh, we've got.
You know what? It's the yellow. I love the
off
yellow.
The rails.
Are you seeing double because of the.
Man, you struck a nerve with that, Mountain West people.
60-year. This is U.S. Mail 1.
His names.
60-year.
What happened to my voice?
Shit. Oh my god. What is happening?
Okay. Oh, it's over. It's over.
Sorry, we gotta just
cut.
Oh my god.
Let me see if my voice is back. 60-year Big 8, Big 12 fan here.
Okay. I'm crying.
Oh, no. Okay, make a comment on this. There was a time I appreciated what Utah had to offer if a Big 12 opening was ever offered. Regrettably, my view on the Utes program has turned 180 degrees.
Who's going to kick your butt? That's why.
After hearing and reading Utah's views toward the Big 12 and its fan base.
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't be surprised to see Utah to be the first to go from G5 to P5 and back to G5. Dude, I don't know who you've been looking at, but yes, that's not us.
There's idiots on Twitter. Twitter's not real life. Listen to what we're saying. We're Utah football fans. We're excited about it.
That's taking like three people from Twitter.
Who just want to be a-holes.
Who just want to be a-holes.
And being like, of it all.
Oh, this is the entirety of the Utah fan base. No. I can do that with any fan base. We're excited. I'm very excited. Playing some of these new teams. We've talked about it for a half an hour.
Eric Nefrondver. Whatever. Would you people come up with just normal names?
Gary needs to be able to read them.
Yeah, my eyes, man, are blurred out.
Well,
every school in the truck stop conference, which is the Big 12.
Yeah, that's the derogatory term of the Big 12.
Yeah, that's the, like,
has 32 million reasons to feel better about themselves than the Pac-12 champs. So, to that loser who is trying to make fun of us because you're making 32 million or whatever it is.
So are we.
Newsflash, we joined the Big 12 and we're getting the full allotment of money, so.
Oh, also, there are some teams that are joining at the same time.
No, I think everyone's getting everything. Uh-uh. Oh. And I thought I saw that today. Mm.
Not are not getting full $32 million.
Pac-12 teams may be.
So you can look up what teams I'm talking about, and I'm going to guess he's one of those fans.
See you in the Big 12.
All right, this is Jackson Hunt. Jackson B. Hunt. See, I can read that.
That's an easy one.
Big TCU fan, but love the Utes and their passion. I would love to have Utah in the Big 12. I think they would enjoy the new rivalries and the old ones, including some huge games in the past with the Frogs. As we mentioned, good job on the broadcast.
Hey, I love the Horned Frogs. I think that's such a cool mascot.
Hey, we cheered for them.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, 100%. I cheered for them.
I want them to win
the games.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that what they've done is really impressive. I'm very excited to play against them.
And your uniforms are cool.
Yeah,
I don't like this part.
Yeah, this is kind of dumb.
I might get used to it.
Yeah.
No, I don't love it, but that's about it.
I don't know. We'll get
there. The mascot?
I love the Horned
Frogs. The Horned Frogs.
Steve Serrell, our guy.
I love Steve.
Gary is so wise, and Bryn is so brilliant.
That it?
And that's it.
Oh. Is that really it?
That's it.
I think that was on our emergency one.
Yeah, you weren't here on that emergency.
On so, Steve, you need to give James a compliment.
Give him
he feels out. Bad.
Steve, what the hell, man?
He feels bad.
Well, if you're not here, you don't get any criticism or praise.
Well, some of us have all the responsibilities.
This is from Dominique Cordadino.
We've lost it.
I know.
I really enjoy your guys' podcast. Thank you, man. You speak the truth. That's what we're here for.
Yes, we do.
Everybody, we are here to speak truth and reality. I really like that. Period. I'm not sure. It was a bummer Cam got hurt. Yeah. I really wish he didn't, but it was a good game. But as a Penn State fan, good luck this year. I lost my place. As a Penn State fan, I think our fans are pretty good. I would love you guys to make it to the Penn State whiteout game. Oh, we have a great tailgate.
We'd love that.
Man, I'd love to do that.
Would love
we
to
should
do
go
that.
There someday, man.
Well, who's going to fund that?
Yeah. Hey,
send us some cash.
We need
we'll
some
be
sponsors.
Because I'm a ways away.
I would love that. That would be so
and
cool.
And this is the last one for the episode. Gavin Boggs, Oregon fan here. Been watching you guys for about a year now and just wanted to say that I love the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks, man. Hope you stick with us because we'll still, you know, obviously this year's big for all of us.
Yeah.
We'll say, you know. So, yeah, stay with us. Give us some feedback. And then in the future, stay with us because I'm sure we'll be talking about our old rivals.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, more than ever, I think that paying attention to where the Pac-12 teams go and how they're going to do in their future conferences is absolutely something we're gonna talk about. As long as USC keeps losing, we'll be happy.
Final thoughts?
Oh, boy. Nope. 22 days.
We've got some good pods coming up.
Yeah, so we've got some things out, coming everybody. Up as well. We're going to partner with some people. We're going to have some things coming up, talking to some potential Florida people, get some insight on what's going on there. So
sure
some
you're
fun
following
stuff.
Along and subscribing.
Yeah, yep. subscribe everywhere, particularly on YouTube. And Florida is coming. Mm. Come to the tailgate. Show up. We'll give you details. All right.
Go Utes. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Cool.
Oh, boy. I didn't put my shades on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.